come here, come here.
You can't just walk off.
Come here. We've been attacked by people in masks.
What's your reason for being out today?
We are just exercising, walking in the beautiful garden.
Okay, look. And what's your reason for not wearing a mask?
I've got exemption.
Can we see that exemption, please, sir?
Are you a public health authorized officer?
Absolutely.
Show me your documents, please.
Okay, my name's First Constable Damien Isserin. I'm from Melbourne West Police Station. My number's 44900.
Thank you. And you, sir? Your name, please?
First Constable Troy Beans from Melbourne West, 45291.
Thank you. And you, sir?
First Constable Michael Burton, Melbourne East Police Station, 44491.
Perfect. And you, sir?
And now what's your name?
What's your name?
Sorry?
What is your name?
My name's Matt Head, from a sergeant from Melbourne East Police Station.
Thank you very much. And you, lady? What's your name? I'm sorry, I missed that.
First Constable Johnson, Melbourne West, 44381.
And you ladies on the horses and men on the horses?
Lieutenant Constable Howard from the Mountain Branch.
Thank you. Thank you. And you?
Lieutenant Constable Mark Gray, 32692.
Okay. Yes, I'm coming here. Of course, we are
going. Your name, date of birth, and address.
Under duress, we're going to do that. Only under duress. Lydia Kuntz. Tell them.
I told them.
Under duress, they have guns. We are afraid of them. They are. They look like a terrorist organization.
3rd of February 63.
I can feel still.
Don't worry, you can feel it. Oh, relax. Guys, all I have to tell you is that I've been in the court last week against those and against police, and everything what you're doing is illegal. For every fine you're giving is $100,000 counterclaim, because all these invoices are illegal. You are a corporation, and under Corporation Act 2001, you cannot do that. So if you want, you can check my case number from the court, and we can keep going with this rubbish. Okay?
What's your name, sorry, sir?
My name is Leszek Kuntz.
Of course, I
am just giving you that under duress. You are. It's too many of you, and you're wearing guns. You look like a... And you're wearing masks, so I'm really scared of you. We've been attacked people like that, so we are not happy to deal with the security services of Andrews or any terrorist organizations or any other gangs. So sorry. If you want, I give you my name under duress. I'm giving you that, Leszek Kuntz. Mandwavely.
So what's your reason for traveling more than 5 kilometers from your home?
Because we can. Because we can.
At the moment, restrictions say you can only...
There is a fake news stating.
I'm paying for the park, and I can visit them.
Let me talk to them.
There
are fake news. No. She doesn't want to talk to you.
You have no lawful reason for traveling more than 5 kilometers from your home?
We have a lawful reason to travel anywhere.
Give me the invoice for the...
Exactly. Just give me the contract, give us the invoices, and we go. Thank you very much. Leszek Kuntz, 303 Blackmore Road, Mandwavely.
Can you spell that for me, please, sir?
I will spell it for you very slowly, okay? So you get it. L for limo. E for egg. S for Sam. Z for zebra, E for egg, K for Kerry, and surname is Kuntz. K for Kerry, U for umbrella, N for Natalie, C for Charlie. Okay? You've got my details there, because I have so many fines of you. Fines, I have illegal documents from you. Sorry?
Your date of birth,
you can check it out over there. You've got me in your system, don't worry about it.
Thank you, Liga.
Sir, what's your name? What is your name? You're afraid of your name? What's your name? I give them. My name is Leszek Kuntz. What's your name? Josh? What Josh? I have to tape you. Hang on, because I can't hear you. Looks like you're a high-ranked guy, so better if you tell me. What's your name? I told you, I am Leszek Kuntz. And you? Leszek. And your name?
I'll speak to you after.
Yeah, yeah, tell me please your name.
Yeah, Joshua Food, tomorrow.
Okay, 38036. Thank you very much. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, I'm coming, yes. I have to protect my wife, so I go to next to her, okay? Thank you. Well done, fake news.
Your reason today? Last time from Mandwavely, I changed from Mandwavely last time, yeah, and they didn't go through, yeah?
We tried to go, we tried to change the address for Sandy Point, but they didn't go through, we didn't get the confirmation.
Well,
so
stick up,
so are you living at Sandy Point, or are you living at Mount Wavely?
Mandwavely, thank you.
Okay. 303 Blackburn Road.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, it's, you don't have to say or do anything unless you choose to do so. Anything you say or do may be given in evidence. Do you understand that?
No, we don't understand you. We never stand under you. No.
Okay, so you don't have to say anything unless you choose to do so. If you do say anything, it may be given in evidence. Do you understand that?
We don't understand you. We never stand under you. We know what you're saying. We don't understand you.
So I'm going to ask you a question. You can answer it if you want to. If you do answer it, it can be used.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, and I'm speaking very clearly, sir.
Do you understand that I don't never stand under you? I don't understand you. I know what you're saying. Do you understand that?
So you can't understand anything I'm saying?
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't really understand your point. You see,
hang on, you don't understand my point, so you don't understand what I'm saying. I never stand under you, that's what I'm telling you. You just give me fines and thank you very much.
Okay, so what is your reason for traveling outside the 5 kilometer radius from your home today?
We decide to come to beautiful Garden Park, Garden Botanic Park, because it's perfect day, and the flowers are growing. We'd love to see what's going on, and it looks like they're supposed to be terrorists attacked, I think, because there's so much police here. That's not funny. There's a few people and millions police. Okay, so we know how it works, guys. Don't worry about it. You know, you can take us, you can lock us. It's not going to work.
Okay, so explain what's going to happen. You're both going to receive a penalty infringement.
I know that. I know that.
I'm going to be given a direction to move on. So you can't remain in this area. You need to go home because you're not allowed to be more than 5 kilometers.
We just walk through the garden and we go home. Of course.
You need to go home directly. If you continue to offend, you may be arrested.
But we have to go to the car, yeah?
You know what? This kind of tactics is not going to work with me. So I'm sorry.
That's not a tactic, sir. I know.
Listen, you've got my details. You know I've been in the court, you know I have fines, you know, I'm not worried about it. Just relax. Do you have an invoice with me? Do you have the tax invoice or are you going to send me one?
It'll be sent to you in the mail, sir.
Thank you very much. Are we free to go?
Yes, and as I said, you're going to have to go directly home.
If look at this, people.
This
is for my friends in Poland. Guys, look at this and look what is happening in Australia now. You've got fake news ready for this kind of shots. And you've got people here working as a security company for Andrew's government. Or other terrorist organizations.
Direction to move on. Time.
Have a lovely time, guys. Thank you very much.
This is not government. This is corporation.
Exactly. The security company protecting the corporation. The same mafia, anyway. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Have a lovely day. And hopefully you can sleep at night, guys. And look at the mirror. Look in the mirror in the morning. Look in the mirror in the morning.
Words about what's happened.
Yeah. This gangs try to. Who you represent? Thank you very much. Okay, this gang of policemen. Sorry?
What have these scumbags done to you?
They try to scare us, okay? They try to tell us that we're breaking a law, which is not a law. It's direction based on nothing. This direction is based on absolutely rubbish, and they know that, okay? But they are obviously protecting their fellows, you know, from corporations, because they are the same mafia, okay? This is actually terrorist organizations in Australia. That's what they do, okay? So, unfortunately, there's nothing we can do, because we don't have guns, we can't fight. They look how they look like, you know, horses, guns, everything, you know? So, that's, you know, they're supposed to be protecting us from mafia there, but they decide to take the other side. You know, so it's nothing we can do about it. It's so sad because I am Polish. I left the communist country. I left the communist country over 30 years ago because I didn't want to live in communist country. And what I can see now is really breaking my heart. I was always saying Australia is the best country to live. And I was so happy to see police in Australia 30 years ago. They were acting like a police. But these days, they are just a criminal gang.